I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. I'd like to encourage you today as we look into the Word of God, Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. You may be fighting a battle today. Many of us are. But I'd like to give you a word of encouragement today by saying and telling you that there is hope. In Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6, David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Well, there seems to be a picture of battle being portrayed in this psalm, Psalm 27. It seems that David is in a difficult situation in these verses. And still yet, it also seems very clear from reading these verses that even in the midst of the battles he's fighting, David still has hope. You know, hope is a powerful thing. One person has said this, "There is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something better tomorrow." And Martin Luther says this, "Everything that is done in the world is done by hope." Well, the dictionary describes hope as to have a wish to get or to do something or for something to happen or to be true, especially something that seems possible or likely. Hope from the world's viewpoint is just what that definition describes. The world sees hope as a wish or a desire. Hope for the world is a longing for something that may or may not take place. The Bible teaches us a vastly different definition of hope. Jeremiah said this, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." Jeremiah 17:7. Paul the Apostle said, "And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." 1 Corinthians 13:13 says that. Well, the world says that hope is merely a fond wish or desire. But the words used for hope in the Bible tell a different story. They teach us that hope is a deep, settled confidence that God will keep his promises. I know you have battles, problems of life, but do you have hope? Are you resting in the sure confidence that God will do just as he promised he would? And that's the essence of hope. And hope is a possession we all need to be sure we own in large quantities. I want us to look at this psalm today for a while, and I want you to know that in the midst of your battles, there is hope. I want you to know from the words of David why you and I have a reason to hope in the Lord. Walk with me now in the Bible to see where our hope comes from and what that hope will accomplish in our lives. First, I see that our confidence in the Lord provides hope. David speaks of this in Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. David had a personal hope, a personal faith in the Lord. David begins his psalm of hope by declaring his personal faith in the Lord. And notice the threefold use of the word "my" in verse 1. David tells us that he has a personal relationship with God and that he has confidence in the person of the Lord. This is the basic foundation for hope. He tells us that God is his light, his salvation, and his strength. And there is a tremendous blessing in these three titles attributed to our God. Psalm 27:1 once again says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" As light, God delivers his people from darkness. It says in the Bible, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Colossians 1:13. As light, God guides our steps according to the Word of God. As salvation, God delivers his people from damnation. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 5:24. As salvation, God secures our souls. John chapter 6 and verse 37 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." John 10:28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." 1 Peter 1:5 says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." God is our salvation. Well, to strength, God delivers his people from defeat. The Bible says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15:57. As strength, God guarantees our success. Romans 8:37 says, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Through all of our battles, through anything in our lives, he has made us more than conquerors through him. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn." This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Well, these three great characteristics that I've just mentioned in passing just now, these three great characteristics of God serve to give us hope even in the midst of battle. Because of who our God is, we need not fear any enemy that should rise against us. Satan himself is no match for our sovereign God. Now I want you to notice something else. There is confidence in what God with the Lord has done for us, according to Psalm 27, verses 2 and 3, where it says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies," David says, "and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident." David declares that his present hope in the Lord rests upon that which the Lord has done for him in the past. God did not fail him then, and he will not fail his child today. The same confidence, as we look at this, the same confidence is ours today. The God we serve is unchangeable. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." And of course, Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." He is the same God with the same power that he has always been. He has never and he will never change. Because he has been faithful in the past, we can count on his being faithful now. Think of all the things he's done, the victory he has won, the enemies he has vanquished, the mountains he has moved, the victories he has won. Think on these things and remember that the God who performed countless wonders in the past is still that same God today. And that should give his people hope. Well, notice this. Not only does our confidence in the Lord provide hope, our commitment to the Lord provides hope. Psalm 27:4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Well, not only does living with our faith give us hope, but also living faithful to our Lord gives us a standard of hope that cannot otherwise exist. David mentions three goals in verse 4. These three goals all occur from a single commitment to serve the Lord faithfully from a heart of love. Notice how David's commitment to the Lord manifests itself. First, I see that David is committed to lingering near the Lord, according to Psalm 27:4. David wants to spend his entire life in the house of the Lord. He wants to be in that place where the Lord dwells and where the Lord's presence is real. And this is the theme of David, and it's repeated in Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4, where it says, "How amiable or pleasant are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah." In Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4 that I've just read, David envies the little birds that make their nests around the tabernacle. They can be near the house of God all the time, while David cannot. He has a desire to be where God is, to be in that place where God is worshipped and honored. That is his heartbeat. And we ought to have that desire as well. We need that same passion to be where the Lord is honored and where he is worshipped. Of course, we have the church, and we're commanded to be in attendance according to Hebrews 10:25. But I think there ought to be a desire to find that place of closeness and intimacy with the Lord all the time. We can have that place where we can linger in his presence all the days of our lives. If there's a genuine desire to be near him, it will manifest itself in clear action. There will be a commitment to prayer and to study of the Word of God. There will be a commitment to public and private worship. Those who want to linger near the Lord will find a way. And when we make a move toward him, he will make a move toward us. James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." Do you know him today as your Savior? You can have hope today by trusting him. "Lord, I know I cannot save myself. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior." If you'll pray a prayer like that and mean it in your heart, God says he will save you through Jesus Christ today. Next time we'll continue with this subject of There Is Hope.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.